Today, my guest is Tanya Blas. Tanya is from Peru and came to the United States with her husband and two children in 2006. She and her husband are both systems engineers and bring a lot to the community. Welcome to New Mainer Speak, Tanya.
Thank you. Thank you for your presenting me and for offering me to be in your program.
It's a pleasure.
As you mentioned it, I am from Peru. I born in a little city called Ayacucho, that is located at the highland of Peru. But I grew up in Tacna, the southern city of Peru.
How old were you when you left the highlands for the southlands?
I was 2 months, I think. So.
Oh, little.
Yeah, yes. Very little. So I feel more from Tacna, but I love my home city. So I all the time I say I'm from Ayacucho. So I didn't come from Lima.
Well, it matters where you're born.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
And it's important to say when you're from Peru that you're not from Lima, because most of Peru is from Lima.
Yeah. Maybe because the international airport is in Lima, you know. But anyway, I love my country, and now today I'm glad to be here with you.
We're glad to have you, and you've been here since 2006. What was it that made you want to move to Maine?
I think the principal was... Yes, for love.
For love.
Yeah, because at that time, the father of my husband, who was a citizen, so he made all the tramit for his son. So we have the visa ready, and we need to take some decision. We were talking with my husband, and so now we are here.
So this is your father-in-law had already moved to Maine.
Actually, he lived all the time in New Jersey, but at that time my brother-in-law, he was living in South Portland, so we prefer to come here, and we try. And now we love South Portland, and we have our new life there.
And Tanya was telling me, you know, she grew up in more rural places and really likes the quiet of South Portland, wouldn't want to be in the big city.
Yeah, I like South Portland because it's quiet, it's beautiful for more when you have children.
And how old are your children?
So my first daughter, she's 11 years old, my son 9 years old, and the last one is four years old.
Yeah. So your kids are in the South Portland public schools?
Yes. The biggest is in the middle school in South Portland. My son is in the Skilling School, and my little daughter in September is going to be in the Skilling School too.
Oh, good. Three kids in school.
Yeah.
So I think it's interesting that originally your connections to America came through New York, it sounds like. Is that right?
Yes.
Because when I looked online, I saw that the number one place for Peruvians to migrate to is the United States, and chiefly New York and Paterson, New Jersey.
Yes.
That's very funny. Yeah. It was part of the textile boom in the early 1900s, and then later it just became where your people were already, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And that's very interesting. So for love, you came here because your family is here, part of your family, your husband's family.
Yeah.
How much of the concept of the American dream did you have when you were in Peru? Do you know what I mean by the American dream?
Yeah. Actually, I didn't realize what that mean at that time. Because my life in my country was, for me, was enough, you know. I didn't think any time to come to the United States. But after some time, and so we take that decision, but okay.
So upward mobility, And having your own home are kind of key points of the American dream. Do you all own your own home here?
Yeah. I have my life here now. So, yeah, we are trying to be better here. We are trying to be like a our country. Sorry, but my English is no.
It's perfectly clear.
Yeah, so we trying to do that, and we have a little business. Something like our profession, because both we are a system engineer. So
systems engineers.
Yes, system engineers. Is everything about computer. That is good. It's good.
And you said you had a good life there. You weren't necessarily looking to leave, but you came for family. Tell us a little bit what your daily life looked like in Peru.
Okay, so there, at that time, I was working companies like a designer of programs, systems, software.
Corporate. Yeah. Large companies?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Large company. And other things, I was working like a teacher of mathematics, studies, and computer too. Actually, also, I have the opportunity to be a mayor of my small town where
really?
I live, yes.
You were the mayor?
Yes.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah, it was exciting.
I've got the mayor here today.
Yeah. But at that time, we have two children, so and we have a new opportunity, so we want to try, you know. Actually, when we were here, I was thinking, oh, yeah. This is going to be, yes, for a short time, and we're going to back to Peru again. But after some years, we take the new decision to still be here. So.
Do any of your children speak about moving back to Peru, or what are their thoughts on being U.S. citizens?
They like to be in Peru. My old daughter, she... Sometimes she think to go back to Peru to study at the university. So, but it's good. It's good here. Just for vacation, it's good.
You'd like to go back to Peru for vacation?
Yeah, yeah. We were in Peru for two times after 2009. Yeah.
So what's your experience been like here as an immigrant, learning English, enrolling your children in school? What's that like?
Oh, yeah, that was terrible. It was terrible because when we arrived to the United States from one moment to the other one, so I feel like a brain, like a mute, because I can't speak what was my ideas, you know. When I was talking, the people didn't understand me. When I was reading, I can understand. Oh my goodness.
Everything. What a huge contrast to go from the mayor, where people are listening closely to what you're saying,
yes,
to having similar great ideas here and people don't understand what
exactly,
you're saying.
Exactly.
How frustrating.
Absolutely.
How long was it before you felt like people were understanding, you were able to get your idea across?
I think so long time. It was around 2 years. Actually, when we arrived here, we started working at the Dunkin' Donuts. And at that time, we worked with more Brazilian people. So we learned, first we learned to speak Portuguese.
Portuguese first.
But we were needed to speak English, you know. But we started going to... Adult Education, Portland School.
Yes, adult education is a great place to start.
Yes, exactly. So
my guess is you learned pretty quickly.
Quickly. You know, it's different when you have a family to attend and bills to pay. It's a little hard to have a time for study, but we try and we are doing something better day to day.
Can you give any examples of how elementary school might be different here than it is in Peru, what you might have expected for your children and what you're seeing here?
The radical difference, I think, so is the language. Because I am proud when I listen to my children, they are speaking both languages very well. Actually, in home, we speak only Spanish because my children. So that is the first point. And the other is true. I can see my children, they like to read a lot, and that is good. But the rest, I think so, is the same. And, well, I all the time I have the idea that the people can learn depending on how much they want to learn, you know. Anywhere, where is the place where you are studying.
So your children love to read and are natural learners, I bet.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Actually, my old daughter, the oldest, she learned so faster. And all the time, when she was 2 years and a half when we arrived here. And at that time, she said, "Oh, mom, don't worry. I want to learn English, and I want to help you."
Oh, and that's so amazing for a 2.5-year-old.
Amazing. So
yeah.
This experience was...
Now, I've had another guest on my show who's from Peru, and I wonder about if you have any sense of how large the Peruvian community is here in Portland.
Well, here, maybe I know around 15 or 20 Peruvian, without my family, of course. But I know many people, Hispanic people, Hispanic friends, who... I meet more in the shore, Portland. So, and at the school and in the career center where my husband and me we are teaching a computer class. Around 60, I think. So, I am not sure about the number, but
not
it's
huge.
Many. No, not
at all. You are listening to WMPG, Southern Maine Community Radio, broadcasting from USM. I'm Kate Manahan, and this is New Mainers Speak. And if you're just joining us, welcome. Today I'm having a conversation with Tanya Blas, originally from Peru. And she is a systems engineer. And I have to tell you, I had never heard of a systems engineer prior. Not that I know a lot about engineering, but I went online and learned that systems engineers are... big logistical planners. Is that right? You're hired to make a whole giant project work.
Yeah. It's normally, I think so. It's in me. I like to find solution. I don't want to find just the problem. I find the problem, so I want to find solution. So I need to do something, you know. The logistic is the first part of that. Yeah, that is. And we use the computer like the principal tool.
What kind of work were you doing when you lived in Peru as a systems engineer?
Like I say, you designer.
A designer of?
Yeah. Of program, systems, software.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Sometimes I did like a teacher too. And the mayor. Yeah, and that was a wonderful time for me. It was exciting. And I listen good opinion from the people in my country about this time. So I feel good.
I imagine they liked you as a mayor if you were willing to listen to the people.
Yeah.
That's always a good quality in a leader.
Yeah, and I like when we were back to Peru, and I see my children, and I feel they are proud about me, about her mother. Because, you know, here, the training here to the foreign people who don't know to speak English is different.
It is different, but yeah. I had a guest on a few weeks ago who is on the Portland Public School Board. And perhaps there's a future for you in local politics as well. If you have some experience and you certainly have good solutions, that's always a welcome voice on the team.
Yeah, thank you.
What was your university education like? Where did you go to university in?
I study in the private University of Tacna, in the city where I am from. And I study too in Chile, Arica, in the city Arica, another profession, but I finish all about system engineer. I think so was a good opportunity that my father, Papa Mario and Mama Nina, that my children called to my parents. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they give me this opportunity, and I'll be grateful for all the rest of my life, you know, and to God for giving me this opportunity to be in a close family. I am proud about them.
That's beautiful. And your parents are still alive in Peru?
Yes, they are. All my family are from Peru. My close family are from Peru, and they live in Peru too. I have some family in Miami, but I didn't visit yet.
Go there in February.
Probably.
So here you are with these fabulous skills as a systems engineer, with experience as a leader and a programmer, designer of programs. And what do you do with those skills now? And what do you see as a long-term hope for how you might apply your skills over time?
I realize the first day, I think so, the first minute when I was in the United States, that my first problem is the language. So I hope to improve my English. And on this way, I expect better goals for my online and for my family business too. So the principal thing for me is the language. I want to be master about it.
Well, you're doing quite well so far as this Thank conversation you. Concerned. Can you tell us a little bit about your computer business and how we might find you?
Yeah. So this business, we start planning this business after we have my second daughter, after we returned from Peru, because at that time, I think so, we really decide to be here for the rest of the life. Until that time, we was thinking, oh, maybe we will back to our country or something else. But after that, we say, okay, if we want to be here, we want to try something like what we like to do. So we are system engineers. What we can do? So we start offering our computer repair service to our friend, close friend from the school sometime, from the shore. But this was growing. So
the business wasn't growing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was spraying. So at the January 2012, we opened this business that we call a informatic service, home and business. We have the permission from the city hall. So in home, we build a little space work to receive to the customer. We start with Hispanic people first. But after some time, we was trying to attend American people. It was funny because, you know, our English wasn't well, but day to day is better and better. And we have a bit helper, my daughter.
Oh, she's a helper. Yeah. Oh, wow. She's not only learning English and a good reader, she's learning computer systems.
Yes. And like interpreter too, sometime when it's needed, you know. We are located at the 1610 Broadway in South Portland. It's close to the Broadway Garden. And we are available the 24 hours by cell phone for any emergency.
You know? And people have computer emergencies.
Yes, sometimes they have a big problems.
When would I come to you? When would I know I need to go to informatics?
When I decide to be with the business, you say?
No, if I were using my computer.
Oh, yeah.
When would I bring my computer to you? If I had to install software or if it were black screen or...
Whatever you need.
With if I you. Spilled my coffee on it?
Yes, and or when you sit down with
sit on it. On,
exactly. You know, sometimes we have a screen broken, so any problem, viruses, maintenances, whatever you need, you know.
And do you
about computer, of course.
Macs and PCs?
Yes.
And laptops?
Laptops, sometimes the cell phones too. Yeah, lately we have many, many situations with the cell phone broken, the screen too.
Yeah, that's a computer, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then do you work with any businesses and go in and help them with their systems?
No.
Just people coming to you for home computer
servicing. Yes.
Great.
Yes, we start with this this line, you know.
For people who are listening and might be interested in using their computer services, I will put a hot link on under the resources on my webpage, which is www.newmainerspeak.com. And you can also listen to this interview in its entirety and all the others prior to it. So, how do you find yourself different now than when you first arrived in the United States? Have you changed?
Yes. One example is what I am doing here right now with you. Is different. I feel good because I trying to do something different, and actually you give me today this opportunity to to see what can I do.
And look, you can have a half hour live interview.
Oh, really?
In English. You've done it.
That is incredible.
It is incredible. There's not another language I could do a half hour live interview on.
Okay.
I'm sure your family is very proud of you.
Oh, thank you so much to you.
It takes a lot of courage to try a whole new culture, a new language.
Yeah.
New climate.
New climate.
New work.
New work.
Where do you get all
and
the courage?
So different world, because what I say, we start in Dunkin' Donuts is a big line, but we work in little stores, but it's job.
It is a job. It's a place to start. But
yeah.
Well, congratulations to you. You've done amazing.
Thank you.
You've done amazing things in a few years.
Yeah.
As well as raising children.
Yeah.
I have a little giggle about what your refrigerator must look like at home with two systems engineers organizing three children's schedules.
Yeah.
Is it like color coded?
Something like that.
I love it. You have been listening to New Mainers Speak. I'm Kate Manahan, and I want to give special thanks to my guest, Tanya Blas, today for joining me.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. Please join us each Sunday from noon to 12:30 for similar interviews with diverse members of our community. If you would like to hear this complete interview or interviews from previous weeks, visit newmainerspeak.com. And next week, my guest will be Claude Rwangi. Originally from Democratic Republic of Congo, Claude established the nonprofit Community Financial Literacy 5 years ago and will share what that is all about. Up next is Cruz del Sur with Victoria right here on WMPG. And we're going to close with a little marinara music.
Is yes, marinara.
Can you say anything about the music?
Yeah. My two children, they like to dance marinara. Sometimes they dance marinara at the shore and at the school too. They like that because they love Peru too.
Wonderful. So while you're listening to this, we will be dancing in the studio. Thanks for joining us today.
Con esta vida, ¿quién me viera? ¿Quién me mirara? Como un pajarillo anidando en su ventana. Como un pajarillo anidando en tu ventana. Y dale que dale. Perdido.